Make it louder to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Welcome to the start of the seas of this great program. Clap your hands to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. How many has been enjoying God? Okay, praise God. I declare that in the name of Jesus, the Lord grant us strength in the name of Jesus. You may please have your seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. I want to appreciate God this morning that made it possible for me to be here this morning and for you and I also to be here. Praise the Lord. Can we clap our hands to celebrate Jesus? And also want to appreciate my pastor and father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this commission, the shepherd that the Lord has placed upon us. Please join me to appreciate our pastor, Pastor Kuforiji. Sir, we want to appreciate you. The Lord continues to strengthen you in Jesus' name. Help me to appreciate Mama also. And also help me to appreciate Pastor Musibi. All right, today, like I said, it's our breakthrough encounter, and the it's like a prelude to day six of this program. We have been fasting and been praying for restoration because this year is our all-round restoration. So this morning, Breakthrough Encounter, the title of the message today is All-Round Restoration for Breakthrough. All-Round Restoration for Breakthrough. Papa has told us what all-round restoration is all about. And for those who miss the first day, I want to beg of you to please get the message. Get the message. That will say it's the foundation, a well-laid foundation for this program. I don't think you need to mix it. If at all you miss it, please get the message so that you understand the way the Spirit of God wants us to go this year. Because if the foundation is not properly laid, the building will not stand proper. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you to please get the message of the first day of this program where Papa laid a very solid, good foundation for what all-round restoration is all about and what God is set to do in our life this year. So all believers need breakthrough. Everyone, at one point or the other, we need breakthrough. Because sometimes way or path look crooked. Sometimes it looks as if we are boxed. Sometimes it looks as if we are reach our limits. Sometimes it looks as if we have exhausted our strength, our energy, our capacity. And then we need to just move from point A to point B. We need to move forward. Something should be done for certain things to be get done. And at this point, we need breakthrough. Because we often come to our wits sometimes. We feel tired sometimes. Sometimes it seems as if what we expect is not forthcoming. Man's best can never be good enough without God's assistance. No matter how good you are, no matter the level at the best that you are performing, your career, in your field, your ministry, in your home, in your except God assist, your best might not be good enough. And that is why there is one thing that man needs. There is just one thing that man need for his need to come to pass. It's called divine favor. Somebody say divine favor. Say divine favor. Divine favor opens doors of breakthrough for a man cheaply. When a man is engraced with this divine favor, breakthrough comes so easy. It comes easy. So it's like a magic. It's like the man knows what to do. It's like the man knows the button to press. It's like the man knows the door to knock. It's like there's something working for the man that just makes things just come to pass without stress. That thing is called divine favor. That thing is coming on you in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout divine favor. Somebody shout divine favor. That is what is essential among all the needs of man. Divine favor is essential. Why is divine favor essential? Number one, divine favor paves way for man. Somebody say divine favor paves way for me. Say divine favor paves way for me.
If you read the story of David, you will know a man that has been favored of God. This was a man who was in the bush tending the sheep, cut grass, feed the sheep, sleeping, you know, around the sheep, packing the sheep poop. Was all everything he knows to how to do is with his animal. In the bush, every day, the only time he comes home is in the evening to come and sleep. The next morning, he goes to the bush. But one day, something happened in the palace. And King Saul has to call for him in 1 Samuel 16. But in verse 12, after the man, after David was a play, you know, and they do all the things, and the God, you know, send divine favor on his ministration, what happens? King had to send to his father and said, and he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy and wither of a beautiful countenance. You know, if you read further, the Bible made us to understand that this boy has favor. He said he has found favor with the king. So he has to send for his father Jesse, please let this boy come and stay with me in the palace. Enough is enough. What is done in the bush is enough. Let him change level. Come to the palace. He left a shepherd boy, a bush guy, left the bush and suddenly came to the palace where God prepared him for kingship. Somebody is here this morning. Divine favor will pave way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise your hand and say, oh God. Say, oh God, let your divine favor pave way for me. Number two, why divine favor essential for a man? Favor is something done or granted out of goodwill rather than from justice or qualification. Let me come again. I say, favor is something done or granted out of goodwill rather than from justice or qualification. In other words, there are things that qualification cannot give you. But divine favor give it to you. It's not something earned, it is something granted. It's not something worked for, it's something bestowed. And you know, the good things about divine favor is that which you have been favored of is not according to your capacity, but it's according to the capacity of the person giving you. So, divine favor get, you know, something that's been granted unto us. Number three, why is divine favor essential? Favor is when you are given a positive special treatment or preferential treatment. When you are treated, you know, positively and in a special way. Or when you have preferential treatment. People are lined up in a queue. They have to wait for 3 hours. Somebody just come and pick you behind you and say, come and take you inside the office. Say, don't worry. Everything you need to do, I'll do it for you. And the man go from one desk to another desk, from one door to another door, and get it done. Get all your paper, get everything done, and say, this is it. You can go now. That is called favor. Somebody shout favor. Somebody shout favor. Number four, God does not need to use eternity to give you breakthrough. God does not have to wait eternity to give you favor. He will just introduce divine favor into your life. If breakthrough is what you crave for, you don't have to wait for eternity when you attach yourself to God. All you need is divine favor. God will just give it to you. And breakthrough will start coming. Breakthrough will start coming. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Number five, breakthrough is a lifter of men. You know, life is colorful with favor. Sorry, favor is a lifter of men. When you have favor, your life becomes colorful. You become stand out. You are stand out among others. And I have an example. Number one person is Joseph. Joseph has been neighboring. He has been neighboring. He has gifts. He has talent. He has woman favor. So to say, in the home, the father loved him so much. His father loved him so much. His father treated him specially. Until when God now places his hand of favor upon him, we never get to know him, you know, performing at the pace that God set for him. If you read Genesis chapter 39 in verse 21, the Bible said that, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. When God credited divine favor unto him, everywhere he goes, everyone he come in contact with, they favored him. Now, this time around, it's not human favor that he received from his father. There is a limit to human favor. In his family, his father, the number one, the president of the house, favored him. But every other person hated him. And out of hatred, they sold him. But God said, okay, now, the limit of woman has got to his peak. Now, let me step in. And God stepped in and placed his favor upon him. When God placed his favor upon him, strangers, those that do not, even those that are assigned, the prisoner, I mean, the gatekeeper that was assigned to torment him, to keep him in prison, favored him. So that man has to give me a provincial treatment. I prophesy into the life of somebody hearing me this morning. Everywhere you go, favor will open door for you in the name of Jesus. I say, favor will open door for you in the name of Jesus. Raise your right hand and say, my Father, where labor cannot take me, let favor take me there. What labor cannot granted me, let favor grant me in the name of Jesus. Number two example is the Israelites. The Israelites has been laboring also. They've been laboring day and night, day and night. They were busy doing nothing. How do I mean busy doing nothing? They were busy every day building castles, building fortresses, building mansions, but they own nothing. They were cultivating farmland, but they never had their own farm. Busy doing nothing, until favor of God came upon them. In Exodus chapter 3, in verse 21, the Bible said, and God was speaking now when he was about to set them out of the land of Egypt. And God said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Shout, he say, I will not go empty. Say, my life will not be empty. I will not live an empty life. Say, this year 2023, my life will not be empty of good things in the name of Jesus. If you move to verse 36, the Bible says, and the Lord gave the people favor. Verse 36, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, just as the Lord said it in verse 21. Now he made it to come to pass. And I said, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, so that they lent unto them short things as they required, and they spoiled the light of Egypt. Do you know what happens here? God gave them so favor, and then these children of Israel began to enter into the house of the children of Israel. They say, oh, I need this car. Okay, you need it? Take it. You got another one. Oh, this gold, so fantastic. Can I have them? I say, oh, don't worry, take it. They went to another, oh, these cows are wonderful. Can I have them all? I say, take it. Everywhere, it was the favor of God upon them. And the Bible said that everything they required, everything they asked for, they lent them. Even knowing fully that these guys are migrating. Can you imagine somebody came to borrow millions from you, and you know that this person wants to japa? And you know, if you japa, am I not, there's no phone number, there is no address, there is no postal code, no email address, no fax mail, nothing to contact him. And he said, borrow me, I will give you back. Will you give such a person your money? But favor of God upon the children of Israel, they never made them to think that, these guys are going now, we will not meet them again. They just began to give them. What you are not qualified to get, the favor of God will give to you this year in the name of Jesus. I said, the favor of God will give to you in the name of Jesus. Hear me, as from today, you will be enjoying the favor of God, all areas of your life in the name of Jesus. Types of favor. type for favor. Number one is destiny turn around favor. Destiny turn around favor. This is, I believe, that somebody needs this. Because this is the kind of favor that takes place just once. It takes place once. And when it happened, it altered the life of a man for good forever. Suddenly, Jabez can become a celebrity by that favor. It happens just once. It's a destiny turn around favor. It happens once. And when you are connected to God, a single turnaround can change your life. Just one. If you read John chapter 1, the Bible in from verse 25, the Bible mentions a woman called Mary. The Bible says she's a virgin. Just one Mary. Before then, we never know. We never heard of him. But when there was a turnaround, a cancer, where there was destiny favor that comes to her, the Bible says the angel of God came and told her and said, "Hey, Mary, thou art highly favored. You are highly favored. You are going to do something. Something is going to enter into this world, and stories that have never been heard and that will never be heard again is going to happen through you." Said, "You will be pregnant with that man." You know the story. And the woman believed it. She got pregnant. Our story, nowhere, everywhere, all over the world, you cannot mention Jesus. I will not trace the story to Mary. It happens to a man, and it altered the life of a man positively forever. A man who has been bedridden, once he has been sentenced to live with sickness forever. But when he contacts this destiny turnaround, no matter the sickness, sickle cell, cancer, whatever, once this favor is granted such a person, suddenly a sickler becomes a healthy man, a healthy woman. Somebody is here this morning. I don't know this destiny that you are carrying, but this is what I know, that this morning you are going to have an encounter with destiny turnaround favor in the name of Jesus. Number two is career favor. Career favor. This is favor that turns you into a star in your chosen field of assignment. Whether you're a marketer, whether you are a businessman, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are in HR, whether you are in banking, whatever your profession is, a student, this favor makes you a star. And it brings upon you the spirit of excellence that changed your life. Because in Psalm 1, if you read Psalm 1, especially in verse 3, Psalm 1, in verse 3, the Bible said that in the latter part of that scripture, it said, "Whatever you do, shall prosper." We need this favor. He said, "And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season, and also shall not wither, and whatsoever it does shall what? Prosper." Anything that this person does shall prosper. That is called favor. Somebody shout favor. Say favor. Say favor. That favor will make you a star in your chosen sphere in the name of Jesus. You will not struggle in your business and in your career in the name of Jesus. Number three is marital favor. Marital favor is one of God's way of giving a man breakthrough. It's one of God's way of giving a man breakthrough. If you read Proverbs 18:22, that will say, "Find a wife, find a good thing, and he obtained favor from the Lord." Anyone that find a wife, he said, he find a good thing, and he obtained favor from the Lord. Favor from the Lord. If you have a woman beside you, I'd like you to help me to tell that person, say, "You are a bundle of favor." There are many who will assess God's favor. You know, that the truth of the matter is this. There are many who will not assess breakthrough unless they
this favor is granted them. The favor of finding a good wife. The favor of having, the Bible says, whoever find a wife, said you find a good thing. And because you find, the Bible says, you obtain favor. So a male man might not be favored until you find a wife that is assigned to you. Every single guy here, may you find your wife in the name of Jesus. Every woman in this program, every lady due for marriage, you find your own man in the name of Jesus. You know, I want that somebody is listening to me here, and like Pastor declared during crossover, this year there's going to be testimony galore of marriages in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, I don't have a date. Yes, you don't have to. What you need is a man that will marry you. You will get that person now in the name of Jesus. You don't have, stop having your friend that has been dating for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. What's the meaning of that? If it doesn't translate to marriage, what's the meaning of that? You might meet a man today, I will tell you, let's know we are getting married. The most important thing is that is your the one that God assigned to you. So get ready and prepare. This year, the Lord is answering your prayer in the name of Jesus. The next one is financial favor. Somebody say financial favor. You know, we live in an era of financial challenges for many, but for you, this season, in the name of Jesus, shall be a season of financial abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor terminates financial hardship. Proverbs 10:22, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and hadeth no sorrow. Say, I receive it. Shall we say, I receive it. God is granting you that favor today in the name of Jesus. The days of you pursuing money is over in the name of Jesus. This year, money will pursue you in the name of Jesus. You will not work for money again. It's money that will work for you. If you believe it, shall a living amen. Gateway to favor, destiny, turnaround favor, career favor, marital favor, financial favor, and many other favor. What are the gateway to that? Number one, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. This is the key to favor. Serve the Lord. Job 36, verse 11. The Bible says, if they obey and serve him, what will happen? That they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Serve God. Renew your service this year. Deepen your service this year. Get yourself dedicated. You should not serve God if you expect breakthrough, if you expect all-round restoration. Remember, Mama told us that restoration is not about something that was stolen and then brought back. Restoration also needs to do with you getting to the place that God has assigned for you, that is, you restore to your state. Because if you are meant to be here and then you are here, then you are not there. But when you are now taken from here to there, it means you've been restored to your rightful position. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. And to get there, brother and sister, serve God wholeheartedly. Look at the promise. Look at the blessings that's attached to serving the Lord. You know, when I went off from service, my dad, called me and told me, I said, I know that you will always move forward in life. And I said, hey, say why? He said, because it was until when I accepted the call of God upon my life that I saw change in my life. So before I accepted the call of God for my life, I've been running all the way, every around, I didn't want to. And I was having money. He does have money. But the money did not stay. Because many things, the habit that took away that money. You know, when a man drinks, when a man likes women, what the money is gone already. But I said, I know that you will always move forward because God has helped you to set your feet on the right path.
And I remember in those days, I like to go to Monty for prayer. One day it was flesh that moved me. And I said, do you want to kill yourself? Why are you always fasting? Why are you this thing? Why are you going to say what Opa Jesu ni? But thank God, I didn't kill Jesus. Jesus was killed for me. And everything is done. Everything is victory, achieved. It was granted to me because I believe him. Praise the Lord. So if you serve God yearly, I tell you, cannot but be blessed. Look at it now. Job 36, verse 11. If they obey, the first thing, just obey. And then you serve him. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Many, because they want to live a pleasurable life, that is why they don't serve God, because they believe that when they are serving God, they will not enjoy pleasure. But look at it here. Look at what you are looking for in Sokoto is right there in your Sokoto. Grace to serve God the more this year is being granted somebody today in the name of Jesus. Number two is faith in God. Faith in God. Your faith in God provokes his favor on your life. When you believe God so hearted, when you believe God with the whole of your heart, you will enjoy the favor of God. Luke 1:45, the Bible declared that, and blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told of her from the Lord. In other words, if you believe everything that God talks about or every blessing that God promised and proclaimed is yours. Faith in God. When you have faith in God, you are provoking God's favor. Every time you believe the word of God in the area of giving, in the area of service, in the area of obedience, in the area of faithfulness, every area of the word of God that you believe God, I'm telling you this morning that you attract and provoke the favor of God in that area. Because the magnet that magnetizes favor is faith. The glue that glue you to God's favor is faith. Because for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Somebody is receiving faith this morning in the name of Jesus. The next one is righteousness. Number three is righteousness. Righteousness. It is important for us to live our life in the right way. Because right living makes things to go right. Right living makes things to go right. Psalm 5, verse 12. He said, for thou, O Lord, we bless the righteous. With what? With what? With favor. Without encompassing as with a shield. Look at this. Look at the blessings of righteousness. He said, God will encompass the righteous with favor like a shield. You know, when you make a shield, you encompass, you make like a shield round about something that is very important to you. He said that is how favor will protect you. So no matter how many people are throwing arrow of hatred to you, it will not get that because before it gets to you, it will mean favor. So favor will push it away. You are encompassed with the favor. The Bible said that the Lord will bless the righteous. And with favor, it's always good to live right. It's always good to, it pays to live right. The lifetime of righteousness always leads to a man into God's favor and blessing. When you are living right before the Lord, you are right before him. And then you are ready to receive every blessings that he has proclaimed. But when we are trying to live a crooked way, it repels God. So you see a man praying, go to mountain, fast, all of that, sowing seed, having prayer contractors, prophets all around him praying for him, but his way is not right before the Lord. Excuse me, who will answer that prayer? When the Bible said that the prayer of a sinner is like an abomination unto the Lord. Do you know the meaning of abomination? A war, a war. Do you know a war? You know a war, you know a war. When they say something is a war, something forbidden, something that is not, you shouldn't do it. Let us live right. Don't let us play the Nigerian game. Pastor, my pastor preached one day, he said, if you play the Nigerian game, he said, you will end the Nigerian way. And because I don't want to end the Nigerian way, I will play in the God way. Because I don't understand, if even after 60 years, we are still here. No, no, no. I don't want to be 60 and go back. I don't want to be 60 years old and go back. Because the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter on the perfect day. Say, I'm moving forward. Say, I'm moving forward. I will not go back. Let us live a right way. Let us live a righteous life. God has given us the gift of righteousness for free. So live that life. Live it. It is to your own advantage. It is to your own benefit. It is to your own favor. When others around you are doing it, that doesn't mean that you should do it. Because you are different. Tell your friend, say you are different. Live the righteous way. This is what distinguished Daniel. Daniel found himself in a land that doesn't believe in God. Among people who does not reference God. In an environment where serving every other God is permissive. Being neutral is permissive. But this guy decided that you will not corrupt me. Daniel 1 verse 8, the Bible says, this boy purposed in his heart that I will not defile myself. He said he purposed in his heart that he will not define himself with a portion of the king. No. And in verse 9, he negotiated. And God said, look at his heart, that he made up his mind. And God granted him favor in verse 9. God will grant you favor in the name of Jesus. Those who are to supervise him, God granted him favor. Everyone that God has assigned, or that woman has assigned around you, everyone you will come in contact with, the Lord will grant you favor before them in the name of Jesus. Number four, is being a blessing to others. Being a blessing to others, gateway to favor, is being a blessing to others. When you are a blessing, you automatically attract favor from God. And we saw this story of a woman of sacrifice in 1 Kings 17 from verse 10 to 16, who was favor of God because she was a blessing to the prophet of God. She blessed the prophet of God and then she received the favor of God. So let us be a blessing to others. Look around you. Stop looking at who will send me money. Ask yourself, who can I send money? Somebody send you 10,000. Don't say, is this 10,000 that I can send me? Me that I have 100,000 things to do. The first thing to do is that, okay, which one is God's portion out of this 10,000? Okay, who can I bless also? Because somebody is somewhere praying, desiring that somebody will even send them 1,000. 1,000 may save somebody's life. 1,000. I saw a child that is almost died of fever. And I look at it. This is, it's getting 3 days. What happened? You know why? She's been doing agbo, lots of agbo, buying agbo to treat a small child. Because she has no money. When I said, how much will they treat this child for fever? And this guy is dying. This little child is dying. So then I say, I have two cards somewhere. So go to so hospital. This is my card. And then go and at the end of the day, 3,500. The child is okay and alive. The child will have died because of 3,000
because of lack of 3,500 naira. You never can tell what your 1,000 naira can do. In fact, your recharge card of 100 naira, you can't tell what that can do in the life of somebody. That you can just, okay, I don't have 1,000 to send, but I can send the recharge card 100 naira. Send it. Be a blessing. And if you do that, you see that your level will be moving. One thing about giving that I've come to realize that whatever you give, you conquer. For example, now if you give 10,000, you have conquered the level of 10,000. Because as you give in the spirit, the Lord elevated you above what you give. Because you have released it, God elevated you. So you that level, it cannot tie you down again. Somebody is here this morning. You will become a giver in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number five, gateway to favor is prayer. Prayer. Job 33, verse 26. Job 33, verse 26. Say, he shall pray unto God, and God will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He said, he will pray unto God, and God will be favorable unto him. Prayer provoke favor. Prayer magnetize favor. Prayer attract God's favor. No wonder 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 said, pray without ceasing. He said, hey, do you need favor? Do you need breakthrough? Pray without ceasing. Do you need all-round restoration? Pray without ceasing. Because your prayer magnetizes the favor of God. As you pray, you will attract the best of God's favor this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me hear a living amen. Amen. The days of labor is over in your life in the name of Jesus. The days of favorlessness is over in the name of Jesus. The day of bribery to make your way is over in the name of Jesus. The day of lobbying and begging for you to get that which is rightfully belongs to you is over in the name of Jesus. Welcome to your season of labor in the name of Jesus. Welcome to your era of favor in the name of Jesus. Just as the Lord encompasses the righteous with the seed of favor, the Lord encompasses you this morning with favor in the name of Jesus. Hear me, before you open your mouth to speak, favor will speak for you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that hear your voice, we hear the favor of God in the name of Jesus. That we hear the voice of favor in the name of Jesus. Everyone around you, we have no choice but to favor you in the name of Jesus. Wherever your name is being mentioned, favor will answer for you in the name of Jesus. Whoever see your handwriting or your signature, we favor you in the name of Jesus. Everyone who have saved their phone or your number on their phone, in the name of Jesus, favor, we begin to speak into their heart in the name of Jesus. When they scroll and they saw your name on their phone, they will have no choice but to favor you in the name of Jesus. That proposal that has been abandoned, favor, we bring it out in the name of Jesus. On whose decks, on whose table that your file is, and it's been hiding and placed under the decks, in the name of Jesus, this morning, the favor of God will bring that file up in the name of Jesus. I said the favor of God will bring that file up in the name of Jesus. The day of financial hardship is over in the name of Jesus. If you believe, you shout a living amen. Rise up on your feet and open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord this morning. Dear Lord, I'm so grateful. Thank you for the word that come to you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. We bless you forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You've heard it, that prayer provoked the favor of God. But prayer of a sinner is an abomination unto the Lord. We want to give your heart to Christ this morning. You want to surrender to God and say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I need favor, but the way I'm living my life is not right. I know it is not right. But I want to amend my way before the Lord. Can you please wave your hand?
If you are online, please write us, let us know. Let us quickly do this so that we can pray, and you will be sure that your prayer is answered. You want to dedicate your heart to Christ, can you just wave your hand? Can you just pray this prayer? Say, Lord, this morning I confess all my sin. Lord, I pray that you save me in the name of Jesus. Father, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I will not go back to sin. Help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you this morning for your people that have said yes to you. Lord, we pray that the grace that saved them will keep them forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I hear amen? Are you ready to pray this morning?